ABC Radio Australia.
When Australia's National Cabinet sits today, it will have a special guest. In a first, New Zealand's leader will join the meeting. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern won't, of course, physically be in Australia, but she will join online. And on the agenda, discussions about what's being called a trans-Tasman bubble. The idea that travel restrictions between the two neighbours might be eased to allow tourists to visit each other's countries. Any agreement would only be possible if coronavirus cases remain low in both countries and if agreement on tracing measures were reached. But the idea is gaining traction, and many in Pacific countries where COVID-19 cases are either very low or non-existent are also watching closely. We'll have more on that in a moment, including your views. But first, here's Barbara Miller with the latest.
New Zealand has had much stricter lockdown measures than Australia, and it was only last week that cafes and restaurants were allowed to partially reopen.
Like, we're a full sort of cafe, restaurant, breakfast, lunch and dinner. We've opened up for daytime takeaways and delivery.
Bruce Gourley is the owner of the Halo Forbidden Bite Cafe in Queenstown.
We're doing a little bit of business, but not much. When we've only been open a week, revenue is down 70%.
70%.
More, probably more.
He and many others in the tourist town are hoping Australians could soon be allowed back in.
Yeah, for sure. If Australians can come back here, it'd be awesome. They're great for business and, we enjoy them coming. I think it's what we need.
Across the Tasman, Australian tourism operators are also keen for travel restrictions to be eased. Daniel Geschwind is the chief executive of the Queensland Tourism Industry Council.
About $600 million worth every year from the New Zealand market into Queensland. So if we could open that market, it would certainly be a fillip for many, many of the businesses in Queensland that suffer so dramatically at the moment.
Do you think it would save businesses?
It would certainly make an important contribution combined with the domestic market that we hope to see open even sooner than this. I think it would be what we need at the moment. It would certainly save many tourism businesses in Queensland.
Daniel Geschwind, the Chief Executive of the Queensland Tourism Industry Council, with Barbara Miller reporting there. Well, the concept has certainly got people talking, especially in towns and regions in both countries that rely so heavily on tourism and have had their local economies devastated by border closures and lockdowns. And that's a similar story in many Pacific countries. Samoa, Fiji, Vanuatu and more all have significant tourism industries that employ thousands of people, but also provide income revenue to their governments. So given that, and the fact that coronavirus numbers are so small in the Pacific, could they and should they be included in this proposed Australia and New Zealand travel bubble? Pacific Beat's Catherine Grau is here to tell us more. And Catherine, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was specifically asked about this yesterday. What did she say?
That's right, Jordan. Now, remembering that this whole concept of particularly the trans-Tasman bubble, Australia and New Zealand, is just that, a thought bubble, an idea at the moment. It certainly hasn't gone to New Zealand's cabinet for it to consider, and nor has it gone to the Australian one. But certainly the fact that Jacinda Ardern will be speaking and joining Australian politicians today and discussing this is a significant development. And certainly in regards to whether the Pacific nations could be included, that is very much behind the any developments we might see between Australia and New Zealand. And Jacinda Ardern was specifically asked what she made of the idea of Pacific countries could be included when she was had a media briefing yesterday. Here's what she had to say. She certainly was very cautious.
At the moment, we are focused on Australia, but it is fair to say that there would be obviously particularly advantage for our Pacific Island neighbours. But that's a conversation we'd need to have directly with them. There is huge risk if COVID finds its way currently into Pacific Island nations that have been untouched by COVID. So I would want us to act cautiously and in unison with the leaders of those countries.
And of course, we heard Jacinda Ardern say there that there is a huge risk to Pacific countries if Australia and New Zealand was to accidentally import COVID-19 via a tourist. And certainly something that will be not far from her mind is the measles emergency that we saw in Samoa last year, because of course the first case of measles that made its way to Samoa is believed to have been someone who travelled from New Zealand. And in the end, we saw more than 80 people die in Samoa, thousands infected. The country went into lockdown late last year as they carried out a vaccination program there. So a huge responsibility for Australia and New Zealand to get it right. At the moment, we already know for the limited travel that there is between Australia and the Pacific, or New Zealand and the Pacific, that border procedures have been strengthened. There is more screening going on than there is and there normally would be. But certainly, if COVID-19 was to make its way via an Australian or New Zealand tourist to the Pacific, those countries would then also be the ones that would have to lend the assistance as key neighbours, key donor partners. They will be providing more assistance in terms of ventilators, test kits, just raising awareness as they already are. And so it's certainly something they would probably most definitely want to be avoiding.
And has there been any response from Pacific Islands to this idea?
Well, it's certainly one that's been bantered around for several weeks now since the concept of a trans-Tasman bubble first arose. We were able to ask Fantasia Lockington from the Fiji Tourism and Hotel Association about this about 2 weeks ago, and at the time she certainly told us that she hoped that Fiji and other Pacific countries could be included, and she told us that her association was in fact talking to the Fiji government about whether they would be included. Of course, a lot needs to still progress before this really can become a reality. But having said that, we put the question out onto our ABC Radio Australia Facebook page about whether people thought the Pacific nations should be included in this. And we got a really strong response. Around 35 comments so far, more than 50 people have shared the post, and a lot of people have told us that, yes, they think the Pacific nations should be included. It was predominantly yeses in favour and just a few noes. So people like Robert Kennedy said, yes, please, in all capitals. In Fiji, he says they've had 18 cases, but the last one was detected 2 weeks ago. So fingers crossed, because our economy is very reliant on tourism, has been utterly devastated. He said he'd love to welcome Australian and New Zealanders back. Zoe Kay also says, how could Australia and New Zealand not support Pacific nation economies at this vulnerable time? Jack Carrico says, yes, the Pacific Islanders should be. Akositi Takana from Fiji says, yes, we need tourists back in Fiji with 40,000 hotel workers suffering because of unemployment. Jackie Boy also says, yes, but with strict conditions, and believes that the Vanuatu government would accept strict conditions.
But you did mention some people have said that they don't want Pacific Island countries to be included.
That's right, Jordan. Either it's an outright no, that they don't think it's safe for Pacific Island countries to be included, or as we've just heard there as well, could perhaps happen, but with certain conditions in place. Siti Talili says that only the Pacific nations that are not affected, that don't have COVID cases at the moment, might be included. Joiano says, no, not at all. The risk of Australians and New Zealanders taking COVID into the islands that have far less COVID-ready health services than we might have is just not worth it. She says the islands need to keep their borders closed, even to Australia and New Zealand. Also heard from Sally Lloyd, who spent a lot of time in Papua New Guinea, suggesting that she thinks that Pacific Island nations need to be part of the discussions about this as equal and fellow members. And also Warren Dutton, who was also in PNG politics, says that PNG and all Pacific countries must be consulted about facilitating their inclusion. And certainly that is a sentiment we heard from Jacinda Ardern, who said absolutely Pacific nations need to be part of the conversations. We may well know more, a little bit more at least, about where things stand with the trans-Tasman bubble after today's hookup between Jacinda Ardern and Australian politicians. But certainly on that idea that Pacific nations need to be included in this, we've already had one Pacific MP give his view on this post, and that's the PNG Housing Minister, Justin Chichenko, who told us that, yes, Absolutely. So he's at least one Pacific politician in favour of this idea.
So we should watch this space. We'll keep asking the questions of Pacific governments and other key players and providing updates on this story. Thank you, Catherine Grau, for those updates.
My pleasure.
But we also want to hear from you. If you want to share your thoughts with us, please hop onto our ABC Radio Australia Facebook page. You'll see the post there and you can read the story about this, or you can send us a message on WhatsApp.